You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide.
All right, and Beefcake is back after a temporary hiatus. I had some issues going on in my personal life, a couple health issues I'm not going to get into here. I want to keep this focused on what we are doing. Anyway, about a month ago, I put up a post on YouTube, or a video on it, with the help of a couple other Swarm members that were generous enough to put in some pictures and animations and stuff that I'm not so good at. And the video is one that is done from the perspective of an anti-white, using our memes and talking about our subjects from the perspective of an anti-white that's pissed off about the mantra. And it was just a little experiment. I just wanted to see, you know, one, how many hits it would get. Didn't get a lot of hits. A lot of our videos don't get a whole lot of hits, unless they're really, really good. I know How Whites Took Over America got a lot of hits, but it's a, you know, fun cartoon. That's why they pulled it down, and then it got back up there, but it hurt the amount of views it had. We're still waiting for Anti-Racist Hitler to come out. I'm really curious to see that one. Anyway, the reason I put out the video that's done from the perspective of an anti-white is to show how we can still use those memes that the mantra is designed to spread. The concept that, you know, all white countries and only white countries have been flooded with enough non-whites to do in our gene pool, that is genocide. We have conditions forced on us that lead to enough interracial marriage to destroy us as a race. And of course, we use destroy our race in words that, phrases that happen to be in line with the way international law phrases genocide. You know, any conditions imposed on a race that lead to the destruction of that race would be genocide, and taking away our inalienable right to an exclusive homeland for our own people leaves us a group of people that have the whole upper half of the planet but don't have a home, and we are facing genocide. And it doesn't matter what perspective someone takes. One of the beautiful things about the mantra is that when anti-whites get pissed about it and they want to rant and rave about it, they're rolling in gray goo. They're spreading it for us. And that brings me to a concept I've wanted to talk about for a while, called havoc in the enemy camp. Havoc in the enemy camp is where you have something going on that they don't realize they're doing to themselves, and then it occurs to me that we can do that to them too. One of the biggest things that we run into with the Swarm and spreading the message is essentially censorship. Our enemies don't want us talking about the message. They don't want pro-whites out on message boards posting the mantra and posting mantra concepts. They don't even like the phrase white genocide. You know, those two words strung together, they absolutely despise. And of course, you know, when something's true and you don't like it, the easiest thing to try to do is to silence the message. Now, that doesn't work. You end up bottling lightning, and eventually when that message does come out, you're in even more trouble because people find out that you tried to keep them from hearing the message. So long-term, trying to silence the message isn't going to work. The only thing they can try to do is ignore it, but of course we're going to keep hammering it. And so, you know, they get a little desperate and they resort to, they get very desperate and they resort to just trying to censor it. However, most of your lower level anti-whites, your approval seeking anti-whites that are the moderators on most forums and message boards, they really are stuck in that, you know, pounding the heretic mindset. You know, and so what they don't like is the pro-white perspective on the message, not so much the if someone just wants to talk about the message from an anti-white perspective, it's almost like a way in. You know, you can talk about what these horrible racists are doing and saying. And one of the reasons I put up that video of spreading the meme from an anti-white perspective was to see, because the way I sounded there sounded like the most vile hate speech you could imagine towards whites in that video, and dropping mantra concepts, pointing out that there's a one-way immigration, calling it genocide, gleefully gloating about genocide, all that kind of stuff there, that is absolutely to the point of ridiculousness. And it's, in fact, it's all the stuff anti-whites tend to say, but I just strung it together so quick you can obviously see the contradictions, and sounding as hateful towards white people as you possibly could. And of course, what anti-whites like to do is they like to say one thing, but they don't necessarily contradict themselves. 2 seconds later, they'll contradict themselves 20 seconds later. That's why it's important to point out that, a few posts ago you said that race doesn't exist. Now you're saying all the negative things my race has done to justify having conditions imposed on my race that destroy my race. You are justifying genocide. But in this video that I put up on YouTube, it happened to be simply condensing everything so close together that it made it blatantly obvious. And it sounds, in my opinion at least, it sounds like pretty vicious hate speech, but YouTube hasn't pulled it. If a pro-white were to do something on that level, I think that it would actually have been pulled pretty quickly because they have all those, ridiculous hate speech rules, which also makes my point for me that hate speech is only hate speech if it's pro-white. That's hates silencing anything we have to say or attempting to is always done in an anti-white way. It's always anti-white. Only you can only be filled with hate so long as you're pro-white. That's the way anti-whites always think. And so, of course, you can have the most vicious anti-white rhetoric being spouted, and it's not hate speech because it's anti-white, and Team Anti-White's fine with anything anti-white. And that brings me into havoc in the enemy camp. The concept of havoc in the enemy camp is when there are places, and again, I gotta stop myself here. I kind of talk back and forth. You guys should be used to it by now. Normally, when you're outposting the mantra, it is better to be doing it from a pro-white perspective. Let's not get ourselves too confused here. If there is a place that allows you to post the mantra and to post our mantra concepts, by all means, I prefer to see you do it from the concept of being a pro-white. It's easier for new SWR members to learn to do it from a pro-white perspective because they are pro-white. It does keep us a little more honest, and we want to stick to true information. Whenever we're out posting the mantra, that's important to have the truth on our side. Nonetheless, there are a lot of places that will not permit posting of the mantra, and as soon as they see a mantra concept like white genocide, the mods try banning the user, especially because it's being done from a pro-white perspective. However, they never try to silence anyone, at least not that I've seen, for talking about that poster who posted the mantra or talking about this horrible white genocide message. It seems like when anti-whites want to talk about what we're doing, that's okay. And so that leads me to thinking that when that it's always going to be that sort of a thing where they're not so much realizing that it's the message that's dangerous. They think we're just dangerous because we're taking it from a pro-white perspective. And if they won't let you post it from a pro-white perspective, well, then another option is to come on pretending to be an upset anti-white who's really angry about this message and that we need to find answers to it. And you can even say, and then when I try telling them that, then they turn around and try making me look like the bad guy by saying that I'm just justifying genocide when I say the nasty things white people have done. And of course, if it's framed from an anti-white perspective, talking about how horrible the swarm is and how horrible Bob Whitaker is and how horrible White Rabbit Radio is and how horrible WhiteGenocideProject.com is, you come out from that perspective, pretending to be an anti-white. Basically, you could say you skin a pink rabbit and wear his hide into pink rabbit camp and start spreading our information. It's like inviting them to go roll in gray goo. It's like inviting them to a gray goo pool party, and everyone jumps in and splashes it around all over the place, not realizing what they in fact are doing. Okay, so we got the concept, and you guys know the stuff that anti-whites say, and it's easy to talk about our material, and that just spreads our material. So you get the concept. We can't post anything somewhere from a pro-white perspective, so we're going to post all of our memes and mantra concepts from an anti-white perspective where they don't allow the pro-white perspective. That's fine, because what's important ultimately? Spreading the meme, spreading those concepts. Remember, a lot of people, when first confronted with the mantra, are going to disagree with it. They're going to be upset by it. They're going to try denying it. That first stage of a con is denial. Second stage is laughing at the con, and the third stage is getting angry. Okay, but the first very stage, those that disagree with it, that want to deny it, are going to get angry. They're going to scream heresy and all that stuff. And then they themselves are, some of them are going to be so pissed off that they start spreading the meme themselves. That's when we see anti-whites rolling in the gray goo. And there's no reason why we can't go on to one of those forums where we can't be taking it from a pro-white perspective and go out there and spread it from an anti-white perspective, because you're still spreading the meme. That's the important thing. You're still talking about white genocide, even if you're talking about it to try and dispel the myth of it. That's why we want to thank all those people out on YouTube for trying to dispel the myth of white genocide. If 100,000 people watch their video, you're going to get at least 20,000 of them who go, that white genocide point of only white countries and all white countries being flooded with non-whites, and that putting us in a situation that leads to a world without any white people eventually. You know, they don't have to force interracial marriage when they force the conditions that lead to it, you know. The point is, these guys are spreading those memes even when they're trying to dispel them, because what are they doing? They're rolling in the gray goo. So what we can always do is we can always go to the enemy's camp where we're not allowed to be pro-white, wearing a pink rabbit skin, go out there pretending to be an anti-white. I mean, and if you think this is a dishonorable tactic, remember, the only tactics that we use are what's effective. The only tactics that matter are what... so long as you're not breaking any laws and that the tactics are effective. It's dynamic like that, okay? When someone says there are rules to a fight, well, the rules are you do whatever you can get away with. That's what you do. whatever, so long as it's not breaking any laws, you go out there and you use that method. And hey, if they're not going to let you post the mantra from a pro-white perspective somewhere, but they're going to allow anti-whites to go on and rave angrily about what we have to say, then you go there and rave angrily about what we have to say, because you're still saying what we have to say. I'm going to say that part again. I love repeating myself. If they won't allow you to say something from a pro-white perspective, but they'll allow anti-whites to rant and rave about what we have to say, then you can go out there and rant and rave about what we have to say, pretending to be an anti-white. It's a useful method to getting inside of those forums that won't allow you to post it from a pro-white perspective. And now, why do I call it havoc in the enemy's camp? Because one of the things that you might be thinking right now is, well, gee, Beefcake, what happens if the anti-whites realize that they've got plants, that they've got people planted in their own group spreading our memes? Aren't they going to start realizing that someone is purposely pretending to be them in order to spread our message? Well, I'm glad you asked. That's a very good question. The thing is, they might realize that, but unlike them, pro-whites, you know, our side, we've been dealing with plants trying to make asses of themselves for a long time. Over on Stormfront, over on, in fact, any pro-white group that's formed over the last 70 years has always had to deal with people pretending to be pro-white simply to make everyone else look bad. The Swarm has had to deal with trolls from time to time pretending to be a Swarm member and going out and just trying to create disagreements and trying to get people mad at each other and trying to get people off the off point and to try to change the message into something that's less effective. We've had to deal with plants so much that we are kind of that it's actually made us better at staying on message. Where you've become better at spotting trolls because of it. We have developed a stronger message that stays more consistent and that we're better at keeping consistent simply as a, you could say it, an adaptation to having to deal with trolls. Team anti-white has no immune system whatsoever. They have no adaptations to dealing with trolls at all, because it hasn't even been a very long period in our history that we've even had anti-whites, people who look white, who are anti-white, identified as an enemy. So we've been dealing with an enemy that we hadn't even identified for a long time. Now we have them identified, and now is the time where we can actually enter their camp, pretending to be them, in order to spread our message in areas where we're not allowed to do so. And they have no adaptations to dealing with trolls. They really don't. And so the first thing that happens when they start realizing that there are anti-whites out there spreading the message, or people pretending to be anti-white, spreading a pro-white message like the mantra, the pro-white message, white genocide. Okay, and we're talking about those concepts, and they realize that they've got anti-whites, people wearing anti-white skin doing that. They're going to try to get a handle on it. They're going to try to get people to stop doing that. But there's a few problems. Anti-whites themselves are so disorganized, they're just basically sheep that have been brainwashed, that are out there seeking approval by saying anti-white things to prove that they're not a racist. What happens when they start pointing the finger at each other and accusing each other of being a pro-white in disguise? It just gets silly. It starts to get silly because most of the things that you're going to be posting are the worst, most obvious genocidal anti-white arguments, but it's the same stuff anti-whites are already saying. The only difference is instead of having a 20-second gap between the contradictions, you have a 2-second gap, so it makes the contradictions ridiculous. You say, well, whites deserve this soft genocide because of all the bad things they've done in history to every other race. And besides, race is a social construct that doesn't exist. And it makes it so blatantly obvious when someone goes out and gloats about white genocide, that white genocide's happening. When they gloat about white genocide, they're admitting it's happening in front of that audience. And what's critical? That the audience gets the message and gets the point that white genocide's happening. Not that you yourself as a poster are so good for being pro-white. Okay, you are good for being pro-white. Yes, Beefcake loves you. Beefcake loves you all. Beefcake loves. But the important thing is that you're out there spreading the message, not proving to everybody that you're a pro-white. It's that you're spreading the message. And so you can do this wearing a pink rabbit skin in the places where white rabbits aren't allowed. Fine, we'll use that method. And if the anti-whites start pointing their finger at each other, accusing each other of being plants, it gets really silly because how many of them will say something like race doesn't exist, and then all of a sudden they're going to get the finger pointed at them, and they're going to have another anti-white screaming, "You're a racist in disguise." Okay, they don't because we're using the same things they say, just stringing it a little closer together. So to make the contradictions obvious while interjecting our concepts in there, which is something they love to rant and rave about anyway because they hate us so much, it's hard to spot. And then pretty soon, if they do catch on and realize what we're doing, now they're going to have to start pointing the finger at each other. And then pretty soon, how many of them start to realize that their own rhetoric is spreading genocide and is anti-white? They become disillusioned with what's going on in their own camp. It is havoc in the enemy camp. Because they don't trust each other. It's like the movie The Thing from Another World. I know Horace said that the most pro-white movies ever made were Alien and Gremlins. I have to add The Thing from Another World to the list. We just didn't realize it yet. It's about having something that takes you over on the inside, makes you into something else, and then pretty soon nobody trusts each other. Essentially, it shows what happened to whites in the first place and what we can do to anti-whites now. The concept that there's this evil alien life form that essentially, if it gets any cells into your body, it converts you into itself. So there's these people in this camp out in like Antarctica or out in the Arctic somewhere, and it's somewhere really cold where they're in an isolated environment, and one of them gets infected by this alien creature, and nobody knows who actually is infected or not. It's like being on a message board not knowing who the troll is, and so they start accusing each other of being infected with the creature. Of being infected with this alien monster, and pretty soon nobody in the camp trusts each other, and it creates havoc for them. Well, by spreading the mantra wearing pink rabbit skin, you're creating havoc in the enemy camp if they even realize what's going on. I mean, for all we know, they're all just going to go, "Yay, let's go roll in the gray goo pool." Fantastic. They can go spread the concepts. They can go spread the mantra by talking about how horrible it is and trying to pick it apart and dispel it, or coming on saying, "Hey, everyone, let's figure out a way to answer this message." And you put the message up because this is what the evil racists are saying right now. And then a moment later, you're telling them that anti-racist is a code word for anti-white in the message you just posted, which is fantastic. They might not even catch on and realize that they've got plants, because, again, they've never had to deal with plants before because they hadn't even been identified as the enemy until recently. So you go out there pretending to be them and then pretty to spread our memes, our messages, and our concepts. And pretty soon, if they even do catch on, pretty soon they're pointing their fingers at each other, accusing each other of being a pro-white in disguise, simply because all the stuff that they have to say is the stuff that we'd be saying pretending to be them anyway. You've had to deal with so many anti-whites by now. You know all the ridiculous, contradictory stuff they always say when they consistently support our genocide. And so you would have a very good idea. I bet any experienced war member can imitate an anti-white. Even if they can't do it verbally, they can do it with their keyboard easily. Because you've seen all of their tactics. You just go string their tactics so close together that you make the contradictions obvious while at the same time interjecting mantra concepts. The best perspective to do is you're an anti-white who's pissed off about the white genocide message. And again, like I said earlier, you want to do this only in the places that won't allow us to post from a pro-white perspective. Where the mantra's been getting banned and the message has been getting banned, and our concepts, they're not allowing you to say anything from a pro-white perspective or arguing making a point about white genocide when they're trying to argue, you know, anti-white arguments against our points that we're making, and they ban us because they don't want anyone talking about white genocide. It's really they don't want anyone talking about anything pro-white. You know, they'll say, go back over to Stormfront, you know, when they ban you. I must have a folder I could have filled with all the angry things mods have said to me while I've been IP banned off of places. And it's always something, go back to Stormfront, you racist, you know, Nazi and this and this. It's more like they're banning you for sounding like a Nazi in their mind, because they equate any form of wanting a future for white children to simply be a Nazi or an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. We know that whole drill, and I'd actually like to hear some of the messages that you guys have gotten from mods when you've been banned, because anyone that's been out there posting the message long enough has some scars on, some battle wounds from getting banned by mods. Well, if they don't allow you in there as a pro-white to spread our concepts and our memes, you can always go back in there as an anti-white to spread our concepts and our memes. And if they start distrusting each other because you're saying the same stuff they're saying, just strung closely together, they're not going to notice that when they contradict themselves or they say something, they've got fingers being pointed at them now because they're being accused of being us in disguise, because they don't know who is and who isn't. Pretty soon they start to recognize the talking points that they themselves are using. I mean, you have to think about it like, you know, when they start getting concerned, when we say something like whites deserve genocide because of all the bad things they did in history, so long as it's a soft genocide, nonviolent, and by the way, race doesn't exist, and someone points the finger and finally catches on that we're actually someone spreading our memes, what happens the next time they see an anti-white saying race doesn't exist? They might think they're us and point the finger at them. You know, they're not very bright, and so it's easy to get confused as to who's who. I've had anti-whites messaging me on that video congratulating me for finally answering the mantra's message. I've heard of other anti-whites that like it, and some of them actually using some of the material, which is, again, just spreading the meme further. It doesn't matter which way you address the message. The mantra does its own work. That's the beauty of it. So, again, the concept of this whole podcast is to spread havoc in the enemy camp anywhere where they don't let you post the mantra from a pro-white perspective. You go right back in pretending to be an anti-white to talk about how horrible our pro-white message is, but at the end of the day, you're still talking about our message. And that's the whole point of spreading havoc in the enemy's camp. It's not just to spread havoc in the enemy's camp. You're there spreading havoc in the enemy's camp by pretending to be the enemy, talking about our concepts, our message, and making our points, because it doesn't matter who makes our point for us. That's why I believe as this ball gets rolling to the point where we can't even push it anymore because it's rolling too fast, a lot of that momentum is going to be getting pushed by the anti-whites talking about the message. And so it makes perfect sense to me, at least in my mind, if you're not allowed to post the message somewhere as a pro-white, Then go on in and post the message as an anti-white, because the whole reason we're spreading the message is to spread the message and the memes in order to save our race from genocide. And if it doesn't matter who's spreading the message, but it does matter on that forum who is talking about the message. Remember, they're so interested in ad hominem, all they give a crap about is who is saying the message. If they have you labeled as an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews, then you're not allowed to speak. But if you happen to be an anti-white crusader fighting the evil racists, then you're allowed to say any nasty thing about them that you want, including rolling around in their memes and in their talking points, just to say how much you dislike them. I know it's funny to go on there and do that, and to any SWOR member it seems completely comical when you see anti-whites rolling around in our concepts and memes. Because they don't know what they're doing. They think that we're just in an argument, and that they're just trying, that we're trying just to make them feel bad, and that they want to try making us feel bad by calling us names. They got no idea what practical politics is. They have no idea why we're spreading this message or how we're spreading this message. They have no idea about any of these concepts of what we're doing at the Swarm. They don't even really know what practical politics is. Oh, and by the way, if we got anti-whites that happen to be listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp that are monitoring us, well, got some bad news for you. You guys aren't going to know who the bad guys and who the good guys are anymore, at least in your minds. You're not going to know who happens to be spreading the mantra and who happens to be really an anti-white and who happens to be a pro-white. You know, we are pro-white and we happen to be the good guys because we're fighting against the genocide of our race. But we do that spreading concepts and memes. Well, those are a lot of the same concepts and memes that your guys are more pissed off about than anything. So naturally, your guys are going to want to talk about it. And now you aren't going to know who is an anti-white and who isn't an anti-white. So go ahead and try pointing the finger at any anti-white who makes an obvious contradiction. In fact, there's a good chance that if you're on a message board right now that you're a moderator somewhere and you're pissed off about what we have to say, there's a good chance that there are already quite a few Swarm members pretending to be anti-white just to point out how ridiculous what you anti-whites have to say when you're justifying white genocide, pretending the tactic used to destroy our race isn't genocide, and all of that fun stuff. You guys really don't know who's already doing it and who isn't. So go ahead. If you catch an anti-white saying something that's obviously our concept, like they say something like race doesn't exist, I want you to point your finger right in their face, ban them, and tell them that what they said was bad. Go right ahead. You do that. You punish each other for saying anything that sounds like it's us pretending to be them. That would because that would be the best way to get a handle on it, is when you catch an anti-white out there or an anti-racist or whatever you like to call them, Mr. Anti-White. When you catch one of them out there saying something that sounds anything like, white people did all the bad things in history or something like that. I mean, how do you know that's not us out there trying to spread the meme? So you better ban, or you better at least get angry at and in some way punish any anti-white you see saying stuff like that. You better point the finger at them and accuse them of being the R word, because who knows, it might be us. And that's all I really have to say about havoc in the enemy camp. Anti-whites, if you're listening, you don't know who you can and can't trust in your own camp, because chances are, by the time you're listening to this, pro-whites have already been out there doing it for a long time. Or as we like to say, people who are white and normal and concerned about the future of their race that's facing genocide right now. They're already out there posting the mantra where you wouldn't let them post it as a pro-white. Wait, they're already spreading our memes as an anti-white. And you don't know which ones are us and which ones are really just anti-white spouting genocidal rhetoric in a very obvious way once you can see it. So that is all Beefcake can think of to say on that, and you guys have a nice night.
All right, Platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.